It's 12:23. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, and we thank them for that. Dennis Rodkin from Crane Chicago Business will be along in the second half hour, and we'll talk to him about some of the home sales for the year 2018, what areas were hot and which ones weren't, things like that. And it's interesting. So Chicago has never heated up with the housing market, but it's kind of chugging along. So while other markets are starting to drop off a bit, Chicago seems to be a little steady Freddy. We'll talk to Dennis about that, and I'll try not to use the word steady Freddy or the phrase again. Bill Geiger is in the studio now to talk retirement. Our regular conversations with Bill are sponsored by Geiger Wealth Management. Welcome back, friend.
Good afternoon, sir.
Okay, so I think we did some of this on the air, but maybe most of it was off the air. You and I were talking last week about how the people coming into retirement now,
right,
more than ever, are the ones who have been responsible for their own retirement all along, right? So
right.
My parents' generation, most of them, many of them, had a pension in one form or another.
It was common. Yeah.
I'm the youngest baby boomer. I have a mini pension
right.
still coming. It's not going to matter a lot, but my concern or my thought is that we're coming upon this sort of precipice where all of these people who for the past 30 years have been responsible for their own savings are not going to be ready for that.
Steve, here's how the statistics work out. 42% of baby boomers have no money saved for retirement.
42%.
42%.
And so those are people, and I'm 55, almost 56, so those are people older than me.
Right. 1946, 1964, those are the baby boomer generation. 42% of those folks have no money saved for retirement. 38% have $100,000 or less. Add those two together, 80% of baby boomers have less than $100,000 saved for retirement. They are absolutely not ready.
What's going to happen? And this is as we worry about the future of Social Security.
Well, Social Security will be there for them, but of course it's not going to be enough.
Right.
The other part of this problem about people not being ready for retirement is folks that are in that top 20% that have saved some money. I can tell you that in our office, probably two-thirds of the portfolios that we evaluate, they're not ready for retirement. They're not allocated correctly. They've got way, 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 way too much risk, and they've done nothing to start figuring out how to create income for the retirement.
So let's.
They're not ready either.
I want to talk micro about that, but just quickly macro.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like we could be heading toward a real national situation.
Well, what's happening is people are working longer by necessity. They're working longer, or they're trying to work longer.
Right.
And that doesn't always work out that way. If you don't have the money saved up for retirement, you better start getting serious. If you do have the money saved up for retirement, let me give you a micro example.
Sure, absolutely.
sat down with a couple a week ago, million-dollar portfolio, run by a major trust company here in Chicago. Their portfolio on the cover sheet of their statement said balanced return portfolio. How's
okay.
that sound?
I like that idea. That's what we're looking
balanced
for.
Balanced return.
Right?
Sounds kind of nice, kind of safe, kind of sleep well at night, right? We analyze that portfolio using Morningstar, which is one of the tools we use. And Morningstar, not us, but Morningstar said the next big downturn, these folks are going to lose 48%
wow.
of their portfolio. They had no idea, not a clue. So they think they've got $1 million and maybe it'll be a little bit bigger by the time they get to retirement. They could lose half of it. Now, how ready would they be at that point?
Half is ready.
Well, they're going to work. It's going to change their retirement.
I've said this to you before, where I'm always surprised at how little I know. I'm always surprised by what I learn. I look at my 401k. We joke about it. Sometimes I play with calculators to see where I am. I forgot, or you don't realize when you're looking at your number where it is now,
right.
that you've accumulated all that money pre-tax,
right?
I mean,
right.
which is great.
Right.
It all is a great benefit, but there still is going to be a tax to pay on some of that. So when you're looking at your balance, it's not all your money.
But you can drag it out and basically make it all your
money.
Oh,
can you? That's what an expert like you is for.
Yeah, if you're just pulling a little bit at a time, that taxes get spread out over the rest of your life.
I'm going to sleep a little bit earlier tonight then.
Yeah. Steve, we haven't done this for a while.
Okay.
But for folks that are listening out there, if you're in that category where you've got some money saved for retirement, and we say $500,000 and up, if you're in that category and you're not quite sure whether you're allocated correctly, whether you're diversified correctly, whether you're really ready to go into retirement, you're going to give the number in a moment, but for the first five callers who have at least $500,000, we'll sit down with them personally, do a complete analysis of their portfolio, and on a complimentary basis, put together a full-blown retirement plan for them.
Bill Geiger, thanks for coming by. We'll see you again next week.
My pleasure, sir. Nice to be here.